protect the team. Definitely. Protect the team. And just keep in mind now, always remember George Yarno and the battle he's going through. Keep him strong, man. All right, break it down, bro.
Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley breaking it down at the end of mandatory minicamp. The off-season program is over. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini. J.P. Shadrick with you. The final minicamp practice of the 2014 offseason program today. And head coach Gus Bradley cut it a little bit short this morning on the Florida Blue practice fields. A little over an hour of work today only. But Bradley said after practice the team got plenty accomplished in the offseason program. But there's another level yet to come.
I do think that we did show, like I said before, signs of excellent football. It's just that consistency. You know, but I feel like we're a more mature team than we were last year, so we expect greater strides in that area next in training camp.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's been a perfect spring, but it's been a good spring, and I think there's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of momentum that can lead into training camp and even the preseason games, and I think everybody's in a good place now.
The biggest news of the day for the Jaguars came this morning when the news broke that Jason Babin had been released by the Jaguars, played 21 games with 9 sacks for the Jags, and one memorable dreadlock snatching, too. After practice, the D-line had reaction to the move.
You know, it's a business, man. We wish the best for him, but we gotta keep going. We know we still got a long way to go. We got a season to get ready for. Like I said, we wish the best for him, but we got to keep pushing.
But it's something that, you know, for me as a player, I'll never get used to it. It's the nature of the business. And sad to say, I mean, we're going to miss him in the room just because of, you know, the type of player he was, both on and off of the field.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Of course, the Babin news broke this morning. Was the timing strange for you, or were you expecting this?
Well, it wasn't illogical to think that he would be released. He's an older guy. They had brought in a lot of Leos, and there was a backlog at that position. The timing certainly gives him a chance to go and find a new team. I think what's interesting about Babin, when he got here in 2012, he sort of had a reputation as being tough to deal with. And everything you heard in the locker room today, everything you heard from Gus, is that that's not what this guy was here. It was striking to hear Gus talk about sort of what he had meant, some of the conversations he had with Babin. So whatever Babin's reputation was, what he gave here and what he sort of meant to the people around here, it was a different story than what you had of him coming in.
Mini camp is done. The off-season program is done. Mm-hmm. So you're known for a lot of things, as we always say. Sure. But one of those is what we learned.
And
so,
you're done, by the way, with mini camp in the off-season, which is a good thing for us.
Well,
right?
What did we learn from mini
camp? Well, I think we learned that this team is more talented than it was a year ago. And it's certainly on the same page more than it was a year ago, which stands to reason. Gus has been here. These guys have his message. The veteran guys and even the younger guys who have been with him a year, they just feel, and you've talked to him as well, they just feel like they get Gus more. Maybe last year they sort of hoped that this guy was for real. Mm-hmm. Now they've seen 14, 15, 16 months of Gus, and as Mercedes Lewis is the first to tell you, they know he's for real, and there's a lot of trust with him. So however that's going to translate, that's what you've sort of learned. There's a lot of stuff on the field that we'll learn in training camp, position battles, whatnot. I've gotten the impression from being around this team for the last month that they are much more of a team, have much more of an idea of what they're going to be going forward.
And, yes, there's vacation and some other things, some off time for players, but there's a feel in that locker room that they're pretty excited to be back in late July.
Well, and they all want their time off, as you and me do, as everybody does. Right. This has been a long off season with the draft. It's gone a little longer than usual. But while these guys are players and they're young guys, they'll enjoy their time away. From talking to them this week, there is a real, I think it was Roy Miller who used the phrase, the anticipation is real. And what he meant was they want to get back and they want to see what this is going to become. There's been a lot of talk this offseason. There's been a lot of new players, draft guys, free agent guys. And they have an idea now after OTAs of how those guys are going to fit together. And now training camp is the time where they get to come and see what's going to happen on the field. As Roy Miller said, the anticipation around this team is real.
Well done, John. We'll see you in July.
Thanks, JP. I'm looking forward to seeing you. How about that?
Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. At long last, the off-season break is here.
The off-season is over, thankfully. I'm tired of trying to explain the value of guys running around in shorts and T-shirts and then inventing ways to decide if someone is having a good camp or just a bad day. Hey, underwear might be exciting when it's in the Victoria's Secret catalog, But on the football field, it's really rather boring. Which is essentially my message to you as we break before camp. Don't put too much on what you've seen thus far. The value of these last few weeks is the time spent learning. The pace, the expectations, the system. So that when the pads come on in late July, the players can read and react, hopefully without slowing down to think about what they should be doing. We couldn't really tell whether someone's ready to make a big jump from last year or whether one of the rookies is going to explode on the scene this fall. We could only see who was there and who was injured. Anything else is exaggeration and not a true evaluation. The next 5 weeks will be quiet, which is really saying something, since the NFL has managed to spread itself out over the other 47 weeks of the year. Coaches will reintroduce themselves to their children and families. Players will rest a little. They'll also want to make sure they're eating right and working out to prepare for the heat and humidity that's coming. So pick up that book you've looked at on the nightstand and take a walk with your significant other. And remember when the offseason was more than 5 months without football instead of a little under 5 weeks.
Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars are back on the field in late July for training camp. The Rookie 101 series will begin here on Jaguars.com next week. That's it for the offseason program on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.